Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to our Saturday morning national call. Welcome springtime. Welcome all Limitless distributors who are getting excited about coming to our fly-in coming up in just a few weeks from now. Hard to believe, next month. But anyway, so we are going great guns, getting ready for that. We have a lot of exciting things on the agenda to talk about today, don't we, Malin?
We do. We've got some general announcements, and then we have one special announcement. So do you want to do special or general?
You know, let's start off with our first special announcement so that, you know, people can, you know, start planning accordingly. I think that would be awesome.
All right. Well, we've been circulating with a lot of our distributors and our leaders, and we realize that this next fly-in that's up and coming is going to be a great fly-in to bring guests, prospects. Our Find Your Limitless campaign, you know, with the Shape, Reveal, Rock, and Fuel packs, it's really simplifying building the business and becoming very, very easy to share the business opportunity with other people. And so as a result of that, there's people who are wanting to bring a lot of guests. And as a result of that, the request has been that we make the event a free event and not necessarily worry about feeding people or, you know, doing the gift bags, all those things that we've done in the past. Let's just make this be an event where people can come for free and really take advantage of the information that we're going to be providing. And of course, we'll do raffles and we'll have some fun things there. But that changes the event just slightly so that we can accommodate giving people time to go out and be with their teams and get, you know, eat lunch together or do whatever it might be. And so our schedule is going to change just a little bit. We'll still have Camp Presidential on Thursday, but on Friday we will go from 1 to 5. And then on Saturday, rather than going all day Saturday, we'll go from 9 until 12:30. And this is going to be a great jam-packed event. One of the things that we're going to be doing on Friday afternoon is we're going to do some breakout sessions on each of the packs. So we'll have a breakout session on Shape Your Body, one on Reveal Your Beauty, we'll have one on Rock Your Workout, and of course one on Fuel Your Health. And these are going to be great breakout sessions that you will not want to miss. And so we'll give you more details on when those breakout sessions are and which ones you'll want to choose. We'll probably do it in a way where you can choose two of the four. And what I like about that is you're going to have to bring some team members so that between you and your team members you can cover all of the breakout sessions because these are going to be great sessions. I would recommend you do the first two that you think you're either going to use yourself or the ones that you're going to more than likely sell. But we have a lot of these that are just flying off the shelf. So that's going to be a lot of fun. So we are updating. Keisha was working on it yesterday to change the registration page so that it would be the newer free version. I'm just going to look online here and see if it's available. Those of you who have paid for the May event, you will be getting a refund. So you can absolutely do that. And where I'm located, when you go to limitlessflyin.com, it now has the new registration. We still need you to register so that we can plan on your hiney butt being in a seat. So please, please still register. If you'll go to limitlessflyin.com, you will see a new registration form that requires no pay, just an actual registration form so that you can put yourself and your guests and whether or not you will be attending Camp Presidential. So we're really excited about this. And, you know, we've been planning. We spend lots of hours at corporate planning this event. And I know, Alan, I'm going to turn it back over to you, or Steve, if you want to tie a bow over this. But, Alan, we've been doing a lot of planning on this, haven't we?
Oh, we have been. It's been a lot of fun to decide, you know, what are the best subjects we can cover. You know, there's a limited amount of time. If we had, like, a ton of time, then we could cover more. So we're really being selective and wanting to make the best use and what can be the best messages we can cover as a group.
That's going to be great.
No, No question. I just want to put 2 cents in here and say, you know, the goal here is to try to always have as many people as possible. And while people come from out of town, like in Cindy's group or other groups that are out of town, Mario, or, you know, people who are coming to the Flying from out of state, you know, there's obviously a financial commitment that people make in order to come to the Fly-In, regardless of what happens with free registration. But especially for those of you who may be local, you know, this gives you an opportunity to say to somebody, hey, come and spend some time with me looking at this company without any kind of obstacles or barriers or costs or anything involved. We just want to have a great meeting and remove any of those kind of obstacles. In the future, we know we're still going to have great events, and there will still be events that we may require as we provide lunches and other things involved in what we're doing. There'll still be cost at some events in the future, and especially our convention, of course, that kind of thing. But for right now, our goal is to try to get as many people exposed to Limitless as possible, and we're excited about that. And in order to do that, you know, we just thought it would be a good idea to make it as easy as possible to come without any objections like that, you know, where people go, man, I don't know if I can afford it or the cost or whatever. So come on and really enjoy the time, because anybody who's ever been to a fly-in, and we used to do it this way in the beginning, you know that we had wonderful, wonderful fly-ins, and they were very, very exciting. We used to do them even monthly. So, you know, that was good from that standpoint. So we're looking forward to all of you coming in. So sorry, Alan, I didn't mean to take too much time there, but just wanted to express how excited we are. And for those of you locally, take advantage of this. I think that's a great opportunity. Right, Malene?
Absolutely. We're really excited. And we've got a great trainer coming up, so I want to turn the time back over to Alan. Let's go ahead and get through the quick announcements so we can move on to our training today.
All right. Sounds great, Steve and Malene. Thank you. Yeah, things are hopping at the office. It's exciting. And just to run through our announcements, which, of course, are in The Voice every Thursday. Rachel does a great job putting that together. But just as a reminder and to add some emphasis to the exciting things we have going on, we've got our third I Am Limitless Diet Bet Challenge that is just starting right now. So if you haven't signed up for it, it's still a great time to sign up. You can enroll into it. And it is a lot of fun to participate in an online community and work toward that goal and measure your progress, and of course use the products. Oh my gosh, I'm using the products all day long, and that is really helping me achieve my weight loss goals, and I am very, very grateful for this specific initiative as I Am Limitless with the Diet Bet Challenge, because I've been able to drop some pounds I've been wanting to for a while, but just have not taken those important steps to do it. So, you know, and it's a great thing to share too. I shared with someone yesterday, someone else at the office in the building, and we've got this Limitless Challenge with Diet Bet, and you know, she said, you know, I'm working with a trainer, and she says I'm going to lose more than that in the next month, so I'm going to sign up for it because I want to track and be a part of this, and she signed up too. So it's, you know, it's a lot of fun to get people involved. So share it, and let's get that pot up, and let's have a lot of fun losing weight. And the numbers have been impressive in our first two rounds. You know, everyone on average has lost, you know, several pounds. It's been exciting. So check that out, and it's exciting to participate in and lose some weight and reach some great health goals. As Steve and Malin mentioned earlier, we are so excited about the Find Your Limitless packs, the Shape Your Body, Reveal Your Beauty, Rock Your Workout, Fuel Your Health. We've talked a lot about them, so I won't spend a lot more this morning, but these are great packs, and the products are just perfect for reaching those goals, and we're real excited to be promoting those, emphasizing those. And remember, we still got $10 off on those packs through the end of the month, and the pricing is already reflected in the shopping cart, so be sure and encourage those and get customers on those. I know you have been, because I see the numbers, and it's exciting to see all the new customers, distributors, and the packs going out the door, but keep that up, because there's a good incentive to get somebody on them for the next 8 days with that $10 off. Of course, the fly-in coming up, get registered, get your people here. Well, what a great opportunity for prospects, especially as commencing. You know, and also if team members, they're just looking for a little pick-me-up. They haven't been spending as much time promoting Limitless lately. You know, get them there. That'll re-energize them. It'll get them back on fire and help set some great goals that they can set to grow their group and grow your group and just get everybody sharing the product more and feeling more success. We've got some great promotions that are continuing. Of course, we have the 2-in-14 that is continuing through the fly-in. Just as a reminder, the 2-in-14 is an extra bonus that is focused on new distributors. So a new distributor within their first 14 days of enrolling, if they get two new customers on LDR, two new distributors on LDR, and also between themselves and everyone record a 2,000 founding team volume, they get an extra $200 bonus. So the thought there is that, you know, this is a bonus just to give a new person an incentive to get started. Hey, we've got this special promotion. You can, if you get going, you know, on this special promotion, you've got a chance for this bonus, and your people do, and it gets them going and building within their first 14 days, so that they're getting a check, they're seeing some success, and they'll just set them on the path to continued success. So be sure and promote that 2-in-14. That's a great bonus that Steve and Malin have come up with and given to us to help us grow. A reminder too, we have the X5 and X10 clubs. Those are great clubs to reward getting executives on your front line. You know, X3 has always been a part of the compensation plan, an important part, and producing executives, that is the name of the game. And X5 and X10 just promotes that and rewards as you extend and build an even stronger front line, which I have observed in the industry is really one of the keys to long-term success, is having a really a real solid front line. Well, looking at the calendar, of course, we have our weekly product on Monday. We'll be talking about Fuel Your Health, so be sure and tune into that. Those have been great calls where we're not taking time for these kind of announcements. We are just spending the whole 30 minutes on that call focused on helping you market the product and market Limitless. And, of course, on the next day, Tuesday next week, we've got another episode of You Even Better. This one features Billy and Diane Roberts. What a great story they've got. We appreciate their broadcast. So a great opportunity to tune in your prospects to that. All right. And then looking just a few days later, we are already up at another end of the month. I can't believe it. And Friday will be the last business day of the month. We will have We'll call open from 10 to 2, so come on in. Those are, I think that's my favorite day of the month, is last day of the month. We have, you know, the office is humming and buzzing with volume coming in and enrollments happening and leaders in and just getting things wrapped up for the month. It's a lot of fun. So come in and join us. Get your will call orders placed and just participate in a strong end of month close. Well, Malin, I think that's it. Hello?
There I am. Steve's going, you're on mute.
Okay.
So one of the things that I also just want to make sure we reiterate again is that along with our Find Your Limitless packs that people can purchase at the time of enrollment and do some fun things there, we also have reconfigured our 950 pack and our 1500 pack. And we made this announcement 4 weeks ago on the first Saturday in April, and the flyers went in the back office on April 4th. But we just wanted to make sure, just at a high level, that you understand that the flyers are back there. There's enough product in the 950 pack to get one of each of the Find Your Limitless packs, plus almost everything else, at least one of everything else in the product line, except for Shake. We had to remove Shake in order to accommodate this new configuration. In the Master Pack, the 1500 pack, that pack has two of each of the Find Your Limitless packs, and of course one of everything else or more, and it has a bit without the Shake. So I just want to make sure we reiterate that again. The flyers in the back office, make sure that you are taking advantage of that. It's amazing to see now what those packs can do for those that want to build in that kind of business fashion, who want to have fast start bonuses that they can kind of start duplicating with. Now, that's certainly not necessary. These are optional. What a lot of people are doing is just buying one or a couple of packs plus some skinny sticks, so they make sure that they start out as an executive. Some are buying that three packs and getting some variety skinny sticks free on that promotion, et cetera, et cetera. So I think I just wanted to make sure we kind of reiterated that one more time, Alan.
Thank you, Malin. That's great.
All right. Well, if that's it for announcements, I'd like to now move into our training portion of the call. And I'm really excited about this portion. We've been highlighting leaders, and some of our leaders have been reiterating the training that they did at the event. And Pam helped me train a little bit on the compensation plan. She's been navigating that super well in her career here at Limitless Worldwide. But we have asked her to do a training today. She, Pam has been a veteran in the industry for, is it 12 years, Pam?
It is 12 years, yeah.
12 years, I guessed it right. She's been in the industry, a leader with, she's been a leader along those lines. She's traveled a lot. She's really had a great influence with companies, and that's no different here. Sometimes I tell Pam she's got more talent in her pinky finger than she really realizes. and she's going to be sharing with us her journey. We sometimes tease Pam that when we very, very first had the concept of Limitless Worldwide and we took a small group of people under a non-disclosure agreement, in other words, it had to be secret, we invited her to come on the boat with us, and sometimes you'll hear us tease Pam missed the boat the first time around. And of course, that's just a tease because the reality is she really didn't miss the boat. She has been a tremendous influence with our company, and she's going to share with you give you some training today on being consistent with your commitment in the business. And I know she's got a lot of really amazing things to share.
And I think it's also noteworthy too, Malin, that Pam's group has really been growing. And it's exciting to see that happen. And it's because, she really pays attention. You kid Pam about, or we kid Pam about her missing the boat, but I kid her about being so detail-oriented. And sometimes we'll take pictures of our lists and things, and it's always fun to see what Pam's up to. And as a result of that example, her group's really growing. And so we just wanted to tell her congratulations on that, too.
All right. So with that, Pam, take it away.
Well, thanks, you guys. I am feeling super honored to be able to give you a little bit of insight on what I do to stay consistent in my business. And I really feel like this has helped me to have some success. And so I am an OCD, as Steve says. They should do that differently. It should be CDO. But there are some things that I do that I stay really consistent and committed to in my business, and I really think that that does help me succeed. So I hope that you guys can take a little bit away from my training today, but let's talk about just being consistent. If you are persistent, you will get what you go after, but if you're consistent, you will be able to keep it once you find it. So I love that quote. So I'm going to just talk a little bit about what are some of the things that you can do to be consistent in your Limitless business. I want to talk about really just the number one thing as far as volumes go, and I love that Alan hit on that in his announcements. But, if we all need to be consistent and teach our team to be consistent when it comes to filling your core and your portal in your business. And so our core is our personal purchase, our personal order. And then your portal is made up of your spillover and then your customer spillover also. So it doesn't take a lot of customers, or maybe it's your own personal order, but if we can just train our people to be consistent in filling their core and filling their portal, that is going to grow our business. So that to me is the number one thing. Somebody brand new coming into Limitless, if they can just commit to those two things, their business will grow. I also feel it's really important to set hours. One of the great benefits that we have here, being our own boss and being an independent distributor, is that we have the joy to fluctuate our hours and the time that we spend on our business. But because of that, sometimes it kind of gets away from us. It sits on the back burner. So for me, I know I'm a lot more productive if I set my hours and I know when I'm dedicated to my limitless business. So set your hours out. Have a to-do list or a task sheet. And as you heard Steve say, him and I are a lot alike, and we do send our sheets to each other every once in a while, and they're color-coded and they're highlighted. And to me, if I look back at my planner and it is pretty plain and it's just plain white pages, my volumes will reflect that. I can tell you that colorful, highlighted days in my planner mean success to me. And so make sure that you know what is your to-do list, what tasks will you do, and if you get motivated by checking those off, check them off. I think it's important to be consistent with weekly and monthly goals. Make sure that you know what your goals are, what are you working towards, and again, have those written out. Make sure that they're in front of you so that you know when you do come into your office and you do set your time out to work in your business, make sure you know what tasks are you going to be doing when you're working. One thing I'm going to share with you that really helped me is, and I tried to dig through my notes to remember who I got this part of the training from, but to set out 90-minute blocks. I have a little bit of ADHD, and I multitask, and I have a lot of things on my plate all of the time. And so what
you
I have
think?
Found is it's easy. I think that this is kind of a common thing in our industry, right?
Yeah.
But one thing that helps me is if I find a nice quiet place and I shut my door and I really focus on a 90-minute block, you will be surprised what you can accomplish in 90 minutes if you just focus concentrated effort on those tasks in 90 minutes. Maybe it's making your phone calls. Maybe it's following up. Whatever those tasks are, if you set a timer, and here's a key that's really helped me. It's a 90-minute commitment, okay, and you're going to set a timer for 40 minutes. And you're not going to answer your phone, you're not going to answer email, your kids can't come into your office, you are blocked out and focused, okay? Set a timer for 40 minutes and just dive in and get the work done that you need to get done. Maybe it's writing your prospect list. I mean, whatever that is, your timer is going to go off at 40 minutes. You're going to give yourself a 10-minute break. Go potty, go get a drink, walk outside, do whatever you need to do for 10 minutes to get clear your mind, and then come back in and set your timer again for another 40 minutes. I loved when I do this. I can track, because again, I'm a big tracker, and I love seeing the stats and comparing month to month and what things are working for me. And I can tell you that there are times that I get more done in that 90-minute block than I do in the entire week when I kind of stray away from that 90-minute block. So those are some tips and tricks that you can do to help you to be consistent, to help you get the things done that need to be done. Because we have distractions, right? Life gets in the way. And the great part about our business is that you can work from anywhere. So maybe that 90-minute block, maybe you go to the coffee shop. Okay, whatever that needs to be, make sure you're committing and being consistent to the time that you set out to get your work done, to be limitless. I schedule business checkups. This is something that's really helped me, especially lately in the growth of my business and my team, is scheduling a business checkup, and evaluate and celebrate what's going on in your business. So the best place to do that, right on our home screen in our back office, is our key measures. And you can kind of compete with yourself or see how you're progressing through the month right there from that key measure. It'll tell you what you completed last month on your personal level, and it'll also tell you in your organization. And so that key measure is a great place for you to determine, are you growing on schedule? Are you beating last month? And to just kind of keep yourself on task. Is there growth in your business? And then again, celebrate, evaluate those benchmarks, and then celebrate. I want you to think for just a second what your commitment level would be and how consistent would you be to a boss. Okay, one of our favorite parts of this industry is that we are independent. We are our own boss, but sometimes that's to our detriment, right? Because we don't have anybody behind us saying, did you get your work done? Are you growing? What's happening in your business? So think for just a second, what would that commitment level be to a boss? You know, if you did a business checkup and things weren't growing or there were things missing, I bet that together you would come up with a strategy that's going to help you grow and change things in your business. So be as committed to your own franchise as you would be to someone else's. You are the CEO of your own business. Another question or another thing I want to have you do is I want you to look back for just a second, whether you've been here from the beginning or you missed the boat for a minute or you're brand new to Limitless. I want you to think back when you very first got started, okay, when you were just being prospected by your sponsor. What hopes did you have for your business? Can you remember the passion, the commitment, the inspiration that your sponsor gave you, that they shared with you? Because I know all of those things were piled sky high and very, very strong in your mind because you said yes to the business, right? So you had all of these hopes and you had all of these dreams. So what were they? Hey, did you forget how that felt? One thing that helps me to be consistent is I have a vision board. I'm looking at it. It's right here in front of me, right behind my desk, right behind my computer screen, and I can see all of the things I'm working towards. There's the leader ladder. The ladder bonus is there. All kinds of things. I've got my team, huge group of people on here. There's quotes. There's a boat. There's a dream house. There's a lot of different things that helps me be consistent because those are the dreams and goals that I'm working towards in my business.
And a car.
Those are things to help. And a car. Beautiful logo that I change and move around quite often to see just exactly how I want that car, which is super exciting because I'm close to that, Milan, and I'm excited about that. So keep those things on your vision board. Keep those goals clear in your windshield and make sure that you're visiting those often. But don't forget those exciting feelings that you felt when you first started in this business. I'll bet when you first got started in this business, you even thought, I have got a lot of strength, a lot of talents, and a lot of creativity that I can adapt to this business. Okay, I hope that you didn't forget what those were because I think we're all like-minded. There's a reason that we all come together in this business. We attract a certain type of people, and I know that there's a lot of talents that you can bring, and sometimes we set those aside when we're building our business. So don't forget what your own strengths and talents are and make sure that you're using those. It might be a long time since you've used them, right? So you've got to dig them back up and remember, what are my own strengths? What are my talents? So what can I use and bring to the table? I saw a quote just by Tony Robbins. I'm just going to read this to you, which I thought was brilliant. And this brings me right into our next part of what I'm going to talk about. But Tony Robbins says this, you are in the midst of a war, a battle between the limits of a crowd seeking the surrender of your dream and the power of your true vision to create and contribute. It is a fight between those who will tell you what you cannot do and that part of you that knows and has always known that we are more than our environment and that a dream backed by an unrelenting will to attain it is truly a reality with an imminent arrival. Okay, so keep your dreams, keep your vision board, keep those things, those goals that you want to achieve in your business, keep them right there close to your mind. And also continue to educate yourself, right? Continued education. One of the things that's on my vision board is the acronym KEY. K is for keep, E is for educate, Y is for yourself. So keep educating yourself. Okay, we always need to make sure our minds are moving and we're educating. And this industry is changing so much all the time. Make sure you're educating yourself on the ways that you can achieve success. Okay, this is a numbers game. This is absolute 100% a numbers game. So put yourself out there. One thing that I love to do is I follow leaders in the industry who are at the top of their company, okay, that are out there, that are distributing, that are still distributors to this day, even if they've been in the industry for 10, 20 years, they're out in the field. They're growing their business. And I follow them very closely. You can follow them on YouTube. There's trainings all over. There's newsletters you can subscribe to. And I'm following these people because that's where I want to go. I want to go to the top of this company. And so I'm following leaders who have taken it to the top of the company. Now, we are so lucky because we have Steve and Malin Campbell who have done just that. And they give us amazing, incredible tools for us to be successful here at Limitless. So we are so blessed to be able to glean off of all of their expertise and their knowledge in this industry. But I also recommend that you go out there and you find somebody that you connect with who's out in the trenches and doing the things that they need to do to have the success. And there's a lot of different people out there that you can follow. So put yourself out there. It's a numbers game. The more people you can get in front of to tell your story, the more successful you're going to be. Product is king. We hear this all the time at our fly-ins. Okay? The product tells the story. The products are amazing. You need to find your Limitless. And when you do that, the product will help you tell your story. Okay, so putting yourself out there is going to cause people to want what you have. Every opportunity that you have to share what you're doing and how you are limitless and how you found your limitless, or maybe you're still finding your limitless, don't miss the opportunity to share every single chance that you get. Okay, I want to talk about consistency with customers. To me, I really feel like customers is a huge part of our business. Distributors is a huge part too, and I'm going to hit on that as well. But customers, being consistent with your customers, making sure that you're always growing as far as bringing customers on. When you treat your customers like royalty, they will return the favor with loyalty. I'm going to say that one more time. Treat your customers like royalty, and they will return the favor with loyalty. Do you guys realize that we make anywhere from $5 to $20 on retail profit? Okay, not 1 ounce of that goes into our compensation plan. We make 100% of that retail profit. That is huge. That makes up a huge portion of your paycheck. And I have a large number of customers that are active every month. I'm continuing to get new customers, and I can tell you that that has bumped my check considerably when I have started focusing on my customers.
You know, Pam, I just want to interject here for a second because I want to just repeat that one more time because that is so powerful. I don't want to get you off your game here, so please forgive me. But especially for a brand new person starting out and gathering those customers, and not everybody's a grand recruiter and can build a distributor group really, really quickly. But people, we know this from human behavior, because you're sharing your product story and your Find Your Limitless story, gathering those customers, that retail markup is huge in adding to someone's check. When you consider that if the average person is looking for, you know, $200-$300 on a part-time basis just to see if this business really works, that's huge, isn't it?
It is huge. And, you know, the really exciting part, I mean, I'm not only seeing that in my own checks, but I'm also seeing that in my brand new distributors who are saying to me, wow, I'm pretty excited. I mean, you know, we talk about the percentages over our organizational volume. But, you know, when you look at that retail markup that you get, that bumps that percentage up a lot higher than we talk about. And I know your mileage may vary, but for brand new people coming into the business, as they're gaining their confidence, as they're finding their limitless, bringing on those customers and getting to benefit from that retail profit has been huge. So I love that. I love that, Malin. Thank you.
Yeah, I do too. Okay.
So a couple of ways, how do you do that, right? How are you going to continue to, how are you going to treat these customers like royalty? Well, I saw, all of you saw the unicorn frappuccino that was put out there by Starbucks, okay? Our world is so social media based. Nobody picks up a phone anymore. I don't know about you guys, but if I don't know the number that comes through, I don't pick up the phone call. If you leave me a message or you wasn't in my contacts, then I call you back. And so a lot of people do exactly that. So social media has become the way of communicating and talking to people, right, and educating people. One thing that I do, and I would recommend that you all do this because we really shouldn't be putting a lot of information about our business on our personal wall, but if you will create a customer group, and whether you're just gathering customers now or you've been here for a long time, you can go back and you can put all the people who ever bought from you into a customer group. And if you'll continue to educate them there through that customer group, talk about the different products that we have, talk about the specials that we have. If you continue to educate those customers through a customer-based group, and that's all you're doing there, is educating all of your skincare people, guess what? They have body aches. They might want to lose weight. They, you know, there's a lot of other products that they might be interested in. And when you first talk to them, they only got interested in the skincare. You know, there's a lot of other products. Your weight loss people, they have skin and hair. They need to know that we've got amazing skincare and that we've got fabulous professional grade shampoo and conditioner. So continue to educate those customers because customer residual, that is huge. When you have a customer that's buying over and over from you, it's huge. And they're going to buy somewhere, right? They're buying these products somewhere, so it might as well be from you. So I cannot stress treating those customers with, again, treat your customers like royalty, and they will return the favor with loyalty. They will buy everything that you have if it's already something that they're purchasing somewhere else, if you can educate them on what you have, okay? So back to the Frappuccino at Starbucks. Do you know that not $1 was spent, okay, to advertise outside of social media? This was a $1 billion campaign. Okay, I'm reading the stats right here. Okay, I'm sorry, a multi-million dollar advertising campaign. And what not $1 was spent outside of social media. Okay, so everybody knows about the unicorn Frappuccino, and it all came through social media. So make sure you're educating yourself on the ways that you can share your business through social media. So continued education. Let's see. If you stay consistent and you're doing that with your customers, I promise you the distributors will come. Okay, the magic of network marketing is there's no I in team, right? So you've got to build a team. You've got to get out there. You've got to find your ways to be comfortable and share this amazing opportunity with other people. And for me, I feel like that will come if you're enrolling your customers and you're continuing to talk about your product and they're seeing the results that you're seeing, those distributors will come. Now, you might have some that jump right on as a distributor right in the very beginning, but you need to build a team. And if you get comfortable with finding your own limitless, sharing that with others, the distributors will just come, okay? There's no I in team, but there is a you in success. So it all starts with you. So be committed, be consistent. Find the things that you're comfortable with doing in your business and just be consistent with it. So here's my final thought. Again, it's a numbers game. So get yourself out there. Go with confidence, share your story, and be limitless. And it's a mindset. So get yourself in the limitless game because if you do, you can take this to the major leagues. And last thought, if you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. So thank you, Malin. I hope it touched somebody and it makes a difference. And I'm just super excited of where we're going here with Limitless. I'm excited for the future.
Oh, well, Pam, that was awesome. I've been typing up notes as you've been talking, and, of course, we have recorded this call, and we'll get that out into the back office so you guys can hear it and listen to it over and over again. Wow, I'm ready to sign up all over again and recommit. You had so many great points to cover in such a short period of time.
I absolutely loved it. And we just love that you're personally in the trenches. You're doing this. It's coming from your heart. It's coming from your experience. And I love the truth about what you say and things. You know, sometimes you just kind of have to say, this is where I am. This is where I'm starting. This is where I'm going. And so many of us, as we've gone through our limitless journey, you know, sometimes it is hard to say, gosh, how can I take it to the next level? Well, be honest with where you are and then go make that goal and that dream board on where you can become. So, Pam, that was awesome. Thank you so much for joining us in our training series. Steve, do you have anything you want to add to it?
No, I just want to say amen to that. That was great. And also a shout-out to Don and Rita. Hope things get better there. They're having some health issues out there, and so we're just thinking of our Limitless family. And also to Sally Ann and her husband. We hope that he gets feeling better as well. So all these things, you know, we care about you guys and, you know, are all often thinking about everything that's going on. But, Pam, what a wonderful training. I agree. And with that, Malin, you're right. Let's just take it off of mute and hear where people are calling from.
And you all know the drill when we take it off mute.